Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Women's Health and the Money Doctor. Becca Taban, she's the founder, creator of the Training Exercise Bands program. She's a prominent speaker, and she's a women's menopause health expert. She'll be joining me along with Dr. Frances Raheim. She returns. She's the host of the Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor. She's also that podcast, and she's a vocalist. First, Becca Taban, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me today.
Becca, give us some background on you. You know, on my show, the mental game is a very, very big deal, inner strength, a lot of these areas. You're a great example. Give us some background on yourself leading up to what you're doing in a minute and a half.
I can certainly do that. Well, first of all, it is a mental game, and that's the biggest set that people need to bring to their game. So first and foremost, I want people to know, like, I didn't choose this path. It chose me. I was born with congenital spinal conditions. I had scoliosis that was detected at age 4, digestive problems, debilitating asthmatic bronchitis. I missed 20% of my childhood, and that totally impacted me on a physical and emotional level. You know, it's just a game changer what has gone through. So that's where that mental game does come in. But missing school, struggling with my
confidence. Oh, the resilience. Yes. The challenges many times we see in so many champions, whatever their field, sports or non-sports, but the one of the really characteristic quite often is this resilience to break through whatever the 10 million challenges that everybody's faced with in so many ways and somehow be able to again persevere, that resilience. What's that famous t-shirt, just do it, by Nike. Yet it's so much easier said than done. This is why we pay so much attention to it on the Sports Doctor when we're dealing with, you know, people who might do all sorts of physical and mental training and coaching. And, you know, 20 years ago, the word coaching meant you were a football coach, right? Now you've got anti-aging and biohacking and you've got functional medicine, all great stuff. Because years ago, often it was called alternative medicine, which is either the Eastern or the Western, and all these things was a hassle, instead of saying, hey, let's call it complementary. And the holistic side of health and wellness is one of the big, big topics. That's why we really wanted you to join us. And you got very involved in my world from years ago, the world of rubber bands, didn't you?
I love when you call them rubber bands. You're right. Yes. And you know what? That's exactly what happened. Movement became my lifeline. And at 19, I realized something bigger, like what you're saying. And it's taking those adversities and turning them into your advantages. And it's at that point that I learned about body being an intelligent force and nourishing it at the cellular level. All these medications that I was on from the time I was born until that point were actually debilitating me. Of course, they were sustaining me to a certain level, but there was also bad side effects. And so I got into the fitness and health space 42 years ago. That's going to age me a little bit, but I've helped thousands of women. And now I focus on midlife because that's where I'm at. 10 years
I know. I hear you about that funny point, you know, when you talk about if you might age it a little bit. Those familiar with the Super Bowl shuffle.
It's crazy.
The Chicago Bears, 4 of them were in my orthotics. So we'll talk about aging in that regard. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, when the late, great sports therapist, Bob Guida, I met him in the late 70s. He was a Jack LaLanne advocate. and they were always excited about band therapy, which required so much control, like free weights. And he had to go to Goodyear for them to try. We called them tension bands, and he was a tremendous use of those as being. And it's amazing that we use them in 8-year-old figure skaters and 90-year-old people who are trying to prevent falling. And you got creative with what you call
the power band.
I like
that. They were. They got rebanded last year. Everything is under the umbrella of Reset. And yes, you're right. Bands are not just for rehabilitation anymore, but because of all the health crises that I had, and I was an athlete, so lots of injuries, I was always treated with resistance bands for the rehab and pull therapy. Well, after my third hit by a car on a bicycle going 21 miles an hour, I was going 21 miles an hour, I went towards the bands. I could no longer, because of neuropathy, lift the 15 pounds. Even holding my little light cell phone in my hand for more than 5 minutes causes a neuro-optical type of pins and needles and discomfort, cold in my hands. So resistance bands were the way. So there was all these handles and latex bands, and they either snap, they burst, they roll, they hurt, they pinch your skin. So I went to work developing a system that doesn't do any of that, that's not made with latex, that is ergonomic in your hands, equally around your wrist. So even people who have massive arthritis can work out, and these are equally comfortable around your ankles and your feet. So we
can very creative. Becca, what's the, I know you have a lot of programs, a lot of different things about this, but I wanted to, what's the best website people can find out about you and your work?
Yeah, so it's very easy. Start-reset.com. www.start-reset.com. Or of course, BeccaTebon.com, my name. There's lots of ways to get there. 17-minute workouts will get you there as well. But the thing that I want people to understand about resistance bands is it's not just for rehabilitation. They are amazing in that room. But that's all I've done for 8 years now is my bands and maintaining muscle tone, strength, resilience, flexibility, stability. So important.
Yeah, if you think, again, think of stretching a rubber band. The rubber band resistance requires strength, stability, stamina. It's like holding a dumbbell in your hand and being, you need to stabilize it. You need, besides moving it through a range of motion, and it's very high performance. We have the best athletes in the world working with bands forever. And you have people who are really just you using them as a tremendous way to strengthen feet and ankles, which we always will make such a big deal about that.
100%.
The challenge again, I know you talked about it, and I wanted you to touch on it, the challenge of all things menopause, women's health, and I know you specialize in women's health, and I like how you talk about the adding of a lot of these elements together, again, whether it's the physical side of fitness and health and wellness, and or this big, tremendous mental part, resilience, necessity, that these things can be trained and people can pay attention to them. And again, how it fits in to these tremendous challenges that you can't watch television for 5 minutes without seeing either a drug commercial or a menopause commercial or a diet commercial.
Right. The GLP-1 stuff is out there, but you know, touching upon what you just said, elite athletes, 95% of NFL teams use bands. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are huge advocates of resistance band training. So this isn't just for,
Jim McMahon, the great Jimmy Mack of the Chicago Bears talking about that Super Bowl. But Bob Guida did all his shoulder rehab. And Guida made tremendous attention. Again, resistance training with the bands was always something that we were using. Again, whether it was a shoulder or it was a foot and ankle. because Gaida paid big attention to balance and stability. And he always would say, you got to strengthen the stabilizers. That's why, you know, imagine yourself standing on one foot. Well, he walked into his gym. Everybody was balancing on mini trams, the best athletes in the world, the John McEnroes and those kinds of things. But again, when you combine the ability to use that resistance in so many different ways, like in your particular program, I found that interesting. Where'd you come up with the reset 17-minute style?
Well, first of all, and just to touch upon it, all exercises that are done with weights can be replicated: biceps, squats, shoulder presses, chest presses, shoulder extensions. There's over 32,000 combinations of four segment workouts that can be done with my band. So I am now, just to mention, I'm in my fifth year global community of women, and I have not repeated one workout session yet. So answer your question about the menopause. It is, it's a framework. And the thing that I want people to know and understand is it's about resetting your body. It's what role do the hormones play in that fast loss? What does resistance training play? The food, the thought, the sleep, the water. It's a combination. And one of the leading things of all diseases, not just of menopause, but is inflammation. And so we work hard. I show people how to decrease the inflammation impact on their bodies, in their brains. Like, their entire framework is what's important here. And so it is. It's mindset.
How do you how do you like to fit in the importance at all levels of I call it intelligent rest, rest and recovery, sleep. These things that again are have become such a big deal in the health and wellness area. Even though we roll our eyes, we're surrounded with obesity. I've been talking about childhood obesity for 35 years. It's going to take a few weeks. We're treading water at best. But with the new attention to a lot of these areas, I think is a very positive sign, don't you?
I do. And to go back to your conversation, your question about the GLP-1, there's a lot of good stuff with it. Let's be honest. And it was created for a reason. But I want people to know that GLP-1 is a hidden hormone in your body, and it goes down when your testosterone goes down. So what I do is I uncover and unbury the testosterone trap. What's that?
Yes, I've had his guest recently. The new phenomenon called sports pharmacy. And they talk about all of these important things. And the female individual is such a big deal with the hormonal changes, a lot of these other things. And the fact that, heck, knee injuries are still 5-1. I'm a foot specialist, and half the girls I've ever seen, from the best athletes on down, with knee trouble because of foot mechanics, the female anatomy, let alone the hormonal changes. So either whether it's in adolescence or it's in the menopause years, these become a very big deal. And, you know, supplements and not supplements and vitamins and all this. It's the Wild West when we were talking about a lot of these medical marijuana, CBD, all these things. Do you find medicine paying a lot more attention to your whole world than they used to?
Again, going back into the GLP-1.
I didn't want to put you in a corner there, Becca.
No, I'm going to definitely talk about that because there is a place for it. But I do want to say that GLP-1, the synthetic GLP-1, when you lose the weight, you're losing 30-40% of your weight that is lean muscle. This
way
is
over you.
And
the challenge with these Ozempic medicines is way over you. And now becoming
right. And so
the
when
new
you
everything.
Lower your muscle
new
mass,
you've got to be
you
educated.
When you lower your muscle mass, you slow down your metabolism. You have a higher risk of rebounding with your weight gain. And the other part that's very important is osteoporosis, the bone density. They are showing bone density loss during and using of this GLP-1. Not even to mention some of the tumors and things that they're finding. Resistance training
in the women's health and fitness world in the last couple of minutes, give us the age range that you pay attention to a lot in everything you do.
Oh, well, I work with mostly women who are in their menopause. So whether it's perimenopause, which can start even as early as the late 30s, typically in the mid 40s to 65. I even have an 84-year-old in my group. And here I want to leave this message. Menopause doesn't end just because your menstrual cycle ends. Until you reorganize your gut microbiome, where the hormones then are produced, until you reorganize your hormonal imbalances and get your sleep right, your water right, your workout right, your muscle tone right, you're not going to be able to trick your body just by taking a GLP-1. It's not going to happen. You're going to experience from the GLP-1 potential nausea.
Well, that's where we're hoping. That the terms, again, functional medicine and the terms, the biohacking, the lifestyle medicine, this is where we hope this is all going to make a very, very big difference in paying attention to those things. I knew the time would fly by, Becca. Give us again the site people could find out about you and your work.
Right. So we work on the root cause issues, the insulin resistance, the cortisol, and the habits. And you can find out more about this entire program at www.start-reset. That's a little line for that -reset.com.
Great. Becca, hold on. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is The Sports Doctor, live from Chicago, where the Sports Doctor always has a great time welcoming back the Money Doctor. Talking about Dr. Francis Rahim. Hey, Dr. Francis, welcome back to The Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you. What a pleasure to be here again.
You know, the financial side of everything in the world of sports medicine is such a big deal, whether we're talking about the transfer portals and the millionaire kids who are signing, who need advice, to the rest of us, to, oh my God, the gambling. So we really love to get the input of the financial side, the advice for parents who are looking, gee, my son's in traveling team and ice time and whatever, and trying to get information and prepare, which we think is such an important area. But give us some background on yourself, on your hug your money outlook.
Sure.
Right. Well, I could use it. Oh my gosh. Go ahead.
I think it's, you know, money is everywhere, right? And I started out
It's such a stress ball. And this is a big deal to everybody, is to try to learn ways to, deal with some of these kinds of, getting more educated, more awareness. How long have you been involved in this world?
Oh my gosh. So 39 years, I think. I won't bore your listeners with my history.
No, but are we, do you find overall?
Yeah.
You know, like I say, when people ask me after all these years of 45 years on the radio, the Sports Doctor, give or take a few weeks, how are we doing? Regarding whether it's obesity and whether it's health and wellness and whether it's childhood obesity, at best, we're rolling our eyes. We have tremendous health and wellness challenges. And between the pandemic and all this other stuff, and we won't mention politics, and people are stressed to the gills, and a lot of it is financial. We're in the middle of it now. How do you feel we're doing as a society? Whether it's educating our kids, educating ourselves, and are we making progress, please, Dr. Francis?
Well, that's a big order. I'm not sure I'm qualified to say how we're doing as a society. I can tell you that I just released my third book called The Quiet Pressure. That ought to tell you something. Yes, it does.
What a terrific title that is. Exactly bingo. I knew you had a new book, and I really, really like that title. It means we could talk 4 hours on what you mean by that, because you know what a big deal the mental game is on the sports doctor, whether you're the best athlete in the world or their parents or now their grandparents. I got to rename the book, hashtag, hey, sports parents, because now we got a lot of sports grandparents screaming on the sidelines.
Well, I think you're right about all of that. Subtitle on the book is How Normalized Financial Stress is Shaping Today's Workforce. Well, you know, when we talk about sports, you know, everybody's earning money in the workforce to be able to pay for their kids to do these sports. And a lot of parents don't realize they didn't sign up for a sport. They signed up for a second mortgage with a uniform. Okay.
Yes. Well, again, and the more talented your son is, and again, please understand everybody, youth sports is $100 billion a year business. This is a big, big business with all sorts of overkill and overpressure. That's why 25 years ago, Little League woke up one day and said, holy cow, 40% of these kids aren't resigning. What's going on here? And people started saying, you got too much pressure, you people here, too many adults screaming on the sidelines and all of these things, let alone the money.
That's the pressure that you see, right? You see the competitive pressure.
Well, the more talented your son or daughter is, the more that pressure is there to play hurt. or to try to push through whatever you happen to be doing. So in that particular case, it's such a challenge, and it's a wonderful one that you really want to be able to take, but maybe you didn't sign up for this and you got a serious kid in gymnastics or figure skating, and all of a sudden you're finding out that it's a tremendous expense, and that maybe you should have paid attention if you knew very early that your son or daughter was a serious athlete.
Well, you know, I think that parents feel, Dr. Bob, like if I don't do this, I'm holding my child back. And that's
one
not
of the
a
reasons,
financial
yes.
decision. That's emotional
yes.
leverage. So you know, for club and travel sports, this has quietly become a five-figure commitment. You know, families are often spending what we see, $5,000 to $15,000 a year. You can probably tell us between fees and travel and hotels and gear. It's no longer just about participation. It's become about keeping up.
All the different sports. It depends. I spent like 3 years with the late Yankee Cardinal pitcher Lou Vickery and his radio show in the Panhandle, Lou in the Morning. I'd show up once a month. There were sports doctors in, and he was talking about the tremendous overuse because he's down there where they play baseball year round, where 20% of the teenagers were involved with Tommy John surgery. And you're getting, you know, all of this kind of overuse in so many areas, including, again, these kinds of expenses. And, you know, an understanding that there is specialization very, very – when you watch the Winter Olympics, and I celebrated my latest gold medalist, say, Danny O'Shea. He was like 13 years old. We put orthotics in his skates. And he was part of the doubles figure skating gold medalist USA team. So it was exciting, but when you're watching, and he just turned 35, but when you're watching the Olympics and you're seeing an 18-year-old, they're doing it since they're six. So again, this is many times why that kind of demand becomes something, you know, we celebrated 16 years since this Naperville, Illinois kid, Evan Lysacek, became an Olympic gold medal figure skater. We were just celebrating it. I put orthotics in his skates since 10. And, but I had his mother on the radio show, Francis, after the Olympics in 2010. I said, how did you know it wasn't your goal when you knew he was going down? She said, you know, Dr. Weil, we had ice time at 6:15 in the morning and never had to wake the kid up. There he was in the car with his gloves on, you know, ready to go.
Sure.
So,
sure.
We get into a lot of that. Whose goal is it when you talk about some of these talented, kids and, so good. What is the philosophy behind, sounds like, hugging your money?
The philosophy behind hug your money?
What's the solution? Because they call you the solutionizer.
Yeah, they do. So in short, you know, I spent my adult career learning how to plan retirement for people. And one day realized that most of the financial world is not talking about how to manage your debt. And so I developed a system that's now patented, which takes everything you've got, your mortgage, your sports loans, you name it, you've got it. And it organizes it in such a way and provides a structure for it and with sequencing so that our typical client will save by using the same money monthly. Now that's the key. Anybody can throw extra money at something, but by using the same money monthly and just following this plan, it doesn't harm your credit. Most of our clients are out of debt. Our average client is out of debt completely, including a mortgage, in under 9 years. And they save about $200,000 on average and pay a little less than 3%.
Wow. What?
So we could talk for hours about it, but really that's the concept, is if you pay off your debt like that, everything else gets better. Your retirement gets rosier. You can put more money towards it. You can have more money for lifestyle, et cetera. And so, you know, for people who are handling this kind of quiet pressure about sports in particular, you know, I just want to say, when you say, what's the concept behind Hug Your Money? The concept is, I was tired of people pointing fingers and saying, it's behavioral. If you just didn't buy that latte, you'd be okay. You know, it just isn't the case. What we have, Dr. Bob, and this is what I go into in the new book, what we have is a structural problem. So I'm here to say it isn't only about discipline. It's about the structural pressure on families to keep up, to compete in all ways in life, and especially in sports, where you have this sense that
once you add it to the equation with a talented kid, then it's all these, whether it's soccer, whether it's tennis, whether it's volleyball, whether it's the basketball and football, baseball, you know, the three major sports, et cetera, throw hockey in, where it becomes very expensive very early, and these kids are pretty special, and the idea that having a system, but this is, you know, for instance, the hug your money philosophy, what's the difference of, I think you spelled it out, between that and like a financial plan? This is something that's got a little bit more specific timing involved?
Yeah, it's debt not involved. In competition. Yeah, those two things are not in competition with one another. This should be part of your financial plan. It works with whatever advisor you're working with or without them. You can use it on your own, but it enhances everything you've got. And so this is available at a group level now for companies, for schools. We have schools on board now, where they're offering this to their students' parents, their faculty, so that people can see the whole landscape. And instead of making these decisions,
that's a great statement you just made. That's been one of my biggest questions, regardless of the talent that we're talking with or the specialty, is again the students, the kids, the schools, the tens of millions. You know, is there any education regarding the health and wellness side? That's why I'm up to my ears with this juvenile type 2 diabetes, where they had to change the name of adult onset diabetes a couple of decades ago, because of the explosion of teenagers with diabetes. And the idea was, you know, where's the education of these kinds of important topics? And, you know, people would always ask, you know, is anything business-wise or financial-wise taught in schools in this day and age? Or is the challenge with social media so much that nobody could see straight with any of it? So the fact that you're incorporating some of that into the schools or whatever, I think is a major success step.
Well, thank you. I do want to say, on behalf of, you know, the schools in their defense and in company defense, who try to provide financial wellness benefits for their people. You know, there are employers who care, right?
Right.
The reason I wrote the quiet
and wellness is a good term. You know, wellness is a big deal now. We couldn't sell wellness 25, 30 years ago. It's always treating symptoms. And this is where there's been so many great things that have been happening in so many different areas, with all the different podcasts on so many different health and wellness areas. I had some of the leading biohackers on a few months ago. No one knew what the heck the word biohacking. It's lifestyle medicine. It is, again, nutrition, exercise, rest and recovery, sleep. And again, when they're taking a look at these important topics in this day and age, oh my, affordability is like we're tripping over it, right?
Well, that's true. And I would say, again, you know, financial wellness has become a buzzword. And so what happens is companies and schools do try to do things. They offer some financial literacy in some cases, but they come in the forms of very uncoordinated things. You can take.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about that, Frances. We're going to talk more about that when we come back, about your some of these organizations and/or school philosophies, companies, and how this mixes in. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Love and laugh. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. We're talking with Dr. Francis Graham, the Money Doctor. Dr. Francis, can you give us some action steps, some bullet points that you feel that everybody can really pay attention to right off the bat with everything you're talking about?
Sure. If you don't mind, I just want to finish my thought before about they provide financial wellness things, but they're not coordinated. And so in order to give something some structure, you know, you could learn about compound interest rates, but that doesn't necessarily pay off your debt early or change your mortgage. So what I'm saying is there can be a structure that is coordinated that helps. And structure is always great. So for people who are saying, well, this is all great, fine and dandy, but what the heck do I do to solve my problem? Let me just say that it's not about saying no to sports. It's about making the decision consciously instead of reactively. So I'll give you three questions that you can ask yourself. And then if you have more questions, I'm happy to answer them. But the first thing when you're thinking about, you know, am I going to spend this money? I know you're investing in a scholarship. We can talk about what percentage actually get that stuff. Doesn't matter. Here's your three questions. What's your annual cap? Come up with an amount of money before you get into this. This is what we're willing to spend. Okay, that's my annual cap on what we're going to spend on travel and sports or whatever. Second question, what are we saying no to in order to say yes to this? Right? What can't we do in order to provide this for our kids, and are we willing to do it? And then the third question, are we doing this for development or because we feel pressure? And those three questions, I think, will lead people to a decision that feels right in their gut. And that usually means that it also felt right.
That's a real keep it simple salesman. That's like the new medicine. You know, number one, eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. Number three, reduce stress. But again, that annual cap, again, having an idea as talented as your son or daughter might be, and in all of these things we're talking about, traveling team, club team, whatever it happens to be, what would that be? And what would you have to say no to? Great question. What would you have to leave out in order to really be able to do it, And again, like my question about my young skater with his mom on the radio, the development side and or the pressure side, that's an interesting question. I think that, you know, really would have a lot to it. But absolutely, that would seem to be able to people to really, really encapsulate, to pay attention to this side before they start gambling.
Well, you know, I think so. I mean, people should support their children's passion if that's what they want to do. But just don't sacrifice your family's financial future without realizing it. So we always talk about.
You know, there's also, again, I had a guest on a couple of years ago, and she said, you know, Dr. Weil, 50% of the millionaire athletes in 10 years are broke.
Right.
Whoa!
Or,
you know, with the new NIL stuff, with athletes being paid and this whole situation, it's the Wild West. What do they do with if they're making $1 million? They're the quarterback out of high school. These kinds of things are big questions that have been multiplied. I guess it's part of that quiet pressure that's getting a lot of hoopla on the left or the right. And this is why I think it's so important to pay attention in those particular bullet points. Again, the annual cap, what might you have to leave out? I don't know. Maybe you're going to have to be a three-letter sweater wearer instead of a four, Francis, right? We'd have to do that. And where do people find out about you and your music?
About me and my music? Oh, two separate things. They can find out about Hug Your Money at hugyourmoney.com. My music, you can check Spotify with my last name or my first name, Francis, with an E, and Rahim, R-A-H-A-I-M, or YouTube is a lot better way to find me for everything.
great. And the importance of a kind of, making a big deal out of the mental side of a lot of these kinds of pressures is such a big deal, again, on the sports doctor. And whether someone's a professional athlete, whether it's coaches or parents, again, whether it's the person who's running that traveling team, trying to get across to these people that, hey, there are plans that some of the, you know, already we can see this kid is pretty talented already. It's 8, 9, 10 years old. We should be paying attention because in 7 years they're graduating. Maybe they get a scholarship. Maybe they don't. It's such a small percentage many times of who really gets a full ride and who doesn't. So I, you know, all of this education is really, really important for sports parents and the their ranting sports grandparents in the background, right?
It is, and you know, for families looking at this, it's easy to get really excited really early on. But remember, this is going to be a marathon for you, not a sprint. You're going to need to really look at your finances and make sure that you aren't setting this kid up for failure by getting them through 2, 3, 4 years of training. And then saying, we can't afford it.
Again, I would imagine, you know, with all the different, the companies, the business people, you know, it's such an important topic in so many areas. And again, because of these kinds of pressures, the burnout in different industries and professions, it's a very, very big deal. And I don't know if there's a bigger hassle on people's heads than the debt side and the money side. How's your sports psychology skills, Francis?
I just think that it is one of those things that people don't even want to talk about. They don't want to hear that they shouldn't spend the money, or they just want to, you know, keep their head down and say, we'll do it somehow. And although you might manage that, it might be at your own detriment. And it's always much better to just get out in front of it, you know, and really make a plan that works. Yeah.
And the connection, again, you and I, you've probably been on a half a dozen times on the Sports Doctor, give or take, I think. I've been on your show, and we've talked about the fact we've really created a whole new niche area of interest and importance, which is, you know, what does money have to do with the Sports Doctor or whatever? And the fact is, it's a big part of so many areas when we're talking about youth sports. It's a gigantic industry. One of these days, I'll be announcing when our documentary, where our children play the Challenge of Youth Sports, we've been working on it 5 years, comes out about all of these different things that are involved in the high pressure of how many days a week does your 10-year-old do double jumps and figure skate? Oh, 10 days a week, you know. those kinds of pressures, and no one, half these kids take over the counter Advils and medicines. I'm talking adolescents now, because this hurts or that hurts. It's a big deal, the pressures on these talented young kids. And we tell the late great Jim Vickery, shared my radio show for decades, well, not decades, few in the 90s. And he's a sports psychologist. He couldn't use the word psychologist because it scared people. But he had a couple of bullet points for sports parents. And number one was not to be a critic. Mm-hmm. And number two was to be a good listener. Are you enjoying yourself? Are you hurting? Are you taking medicine because your knees are killing you because of all the jumping and running? So the education of these things become a very big deal. And your side of things is in the middle of a lot of it. When we're talking about some of these talented kids, and we want these parents to not have a head down and try to, you know, maybe duck it, but to be educated by listening to the sports and the money doctor, right?
Yeah, the thing is, you just want to be as clear-headed as you can be. And if you can't, you know, if you're paying attention to all the other things that are going on, you can't be a good listener for your kids. So,
were you an athlete as a kid? Were you an athlete?
I was a sort of an athlete. I was a cheerleader, believe it or not.
Yeah. One of our biggest areas, one of the highest rates of problems in the world of injuries, overuse, and concussions is that cheerleaders are super athletes in many regards. It's another show. Give us again the website. People find out about you and everything.
Sure. HugYourMoney.com.
Wow, how do you forget Hug Your Money? HugYourMoney.com, Dr. Francis Graham, one of our faves. Hold on, Francis. Thanks so much. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix. We answer a few emails. We talk about the website and the ongoing pushing of the whole juvenile type 2 diabetes nightmare. We've got some great gals coming up the next few weeks. Leah Lovio, again, women's efficiency, women's high performance, both these gals, Fabby Liberty, who are members of the That One community of the brand builders, podcast, entrepreneurs. So we're excited to talk about, again, women's health and wellness, which they're both big proponents of, big time mental side of, so many of these challenges. Following week, one of our faves, Sue Williams, the sports hypnotist from Australia, will be joining us. I think when she joins us live, it's, I don't know if it's 7 in the morning the day after. So we always look forward to her joining us and, again, talking about the real use of hypnosis, not only in sports, but she is an animal psychic. So she helped me out with my cat, although Pip still needs a little bit more help. She's still a little neurotic. But, yes, and she's worked in the world of, horse racing, equine, and horse performance for who knows how long. So, we always look forward to her coming back. Dr. Bob, I wanted to add, the Foot Health Month, all things related to foot health. We're either at the end of it or the beginning of it. We're always talking about the importance of it. And that is, again, so many parts of the body are affected by our feet, whether we're an athlete or not. So we really want to pay attention to all things involving, are you in the best shoe? Do you have a history of problems? Does your family have a history of foot problems? Again, hammer toes, bunions, calluses. Foot type is very often, 3/4 of the time, inherited. That woman might inherit the same flexible, unstable foot that gradually dislocates that big toe and develops into bunions very early. In my surgical career, we had surgery for bunions on that 70-something-year-old grandma, her 45, 50-year-old daughter, and her daughter, as an adolescent, was developing the problem. So we want to pay attention to foot health. And again, especially if there's a history of these kinds of concerns, all the time, as everybody knows who listens to The Sports Doctor, I make a big deal out of strengthening the feet and ankles, being right up there number one. I don't care what your sport is. I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your level is. We want to include the late, great Bob Guider made such a big deal out of strengthen your feet. Work those gripping power, which is why I like the sand dune stepper, which is a piece of equipment that simulates being on the sand, working those inner muscles of the feet. So we really want to strengthen these particular areas, regardless of your health and or wellness. So we want to keep that in mind. Again, be fit properly, everybody. It's amazing. 40% of the population, children, adults, are not fit properly. The best place, really, is a walking shoe store, running shoe store, where they really pay attention to fit. For years, New Balance was the only one who paid attention. Now all the brands really, really do. Width sizing is always a concern, the depth of the shoe. So we want to make sure involving podiatry to get the best of those opinions is always smart, especially if there's been problems. My website, thesportsdoctorradio.com, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Got an email, you got a question, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, and we'll be glad to put you in the mix, some of the different questions. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank my guests. See you next week for Sports Doctor. Thank you.